stroll to the supermarket up the street. Walking past baby doll, she's gawking at me. So I greet her with a smile and a nod. It's kinda odd the way she's acting. I guess she thinks I'm cute or something. Check the way she's backing up and staring at me hungrily. She better not be no cannibal. If so, she's at the wrong store. This ain't no place for Hannibal and Jeffrey Dahmer. She's popping Yanga Bar, she's met no one bomber than me in ages. Now we engages in catechism. She questions me and I reply. I am poetry, a teenager. I got no pager, but I'm still fly. Now I'm in line to purchase dinner for the night. Meanwhile, she throws the pencil and paper. Then she writes her name and number down upon it. Still looking at me like I'm a cheeseburger. Then takes it one further by demanding my number in return, kid. What the hell? She's earned it. With a smirk in her eye, I simply comply. Then manually say goodbye. Venturing home, I feel like I'm a straight baller. Casting over the Mac. Yo, I can't wait to call her. Now, I doubt the figures with vigor. I got to hear that voice again. I get a recording, playing boys to men. I'm bending me, offending me, the voice is raspy and hella masculine. I hung up real fast, G.
Every time the phone rings, I pray to God that it's you.
Words cannot explain just how attractive she was. Assisted by the glow of party lights and the slight buzz. She was a dove that could only be sent by gods above. Anyone impairing my vision of bliss would catch a shell, because true love was in the making. Them hands would get to shaking when I thought of nerves exposed to her smelling with Irish rose on my breath. This would be the test of all tests. I wouldn't rest if I didn't go up and give my best. So I calmly strode over, got positioned right behind her, stood and waited for her to finish bumping, grinding her vagina to the beat. Then I told her my name is the unique, it's like it's Daryl. And I must say, I dig your fly apparel. She was giving all the signs, giving off the right vibe. She even told me that she'd heard of my rap group through the grapevine. Now it's time, I guess, for me to be upon my way before IJ. I was wondering if I could call the place to stay. She said, okay, and she wrote her phone number on my dollar. She's no scholar, cause it looked like she was writing underwater. When I got home, I kept on trying to call before I slumbered, but couldn't read her handwrite, dialing wrong numbers.
Every time the phone rings, I pray to God that it's you, girl.
Who is that bitch? Who is that babe? Who is that female? She's the kind of girl that makes Z-Rex big things swell up. Did they get these nuts and run up like a snake in a hole? The only problem is I'm afraid of getting the cold shoulder. Yeah, I'm trying to get the courage to go and ask her for her number. We probably think I'm a ghetto bastard. But wait, what can I say? 5 more steps, I'll be in a grill. This is the part where E-Rex got to show off his skill. Tom, who's on my rap, is strong. My conversation well in place. By the time I left her with a happy face. When I got home, I was alone. My mind was in a stable state. I got hungry, it's not funny, so I went and made a play. Chilling, watching TV, number in my hand. I dialed that shit up just to ring up a freaking man. Yo, is Candy there? Or is she in the slumber?
No, there's no Candy here. I think you got the wrong number.
This is 22nd Precinct with H-Bomb, and this is called Essence of a Soldier, and this is going to be from the upcoming Tribal compilation, so you know, definitely look for it in all the mom and pop stores and in some of the chains and all that.
Yeah, and this is dedicated to my man Jamie Eastland out there in Beacon Hill.
All right, here you go.